Welcome to Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, in for Lester Graham. What is the state of the Michigan Republican Party, with party infighting, concerns about state house losses, and some GOP candidates simply refusing to endorse or even answer questions about their party's presidential nominee, Donald Trump? And yet, of course, Republicans control pretty much all levers of state government in Michigan. We've got governor, attorney general, secretary of state, both chambers of the state legislature. So where does this leave Republicans? Susan Demas is editor of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is former state Senate Republican leader, now with Public Sector Consultants. Ken, let's start with you. You are a Republican. Are these really serious fissures in the party, or is this just much to do about nothing?
They are serious, but a lot depends on the results of the election 2.5 weeks from now. If you win elections, all is forgiven and all is good. If you lose elections, given the fractures that have occurred and have been in the Republican Party for years now, there's going to be a lot of finger pointing going on post-election. Actually, I think there's a more sort of ominous issue that has occurred here. And that is that because you have Republicans that have, you know, not endorsed him or removed their endorsement, been very critical during this election, it's kind of created a political culture in which public opposition to the nominee is acceptable from Republicans. And I think that's got some implications for the 2018 gubernatorial election. It's now acceptable to attack your own nominee, not before the nomination, but after the nomination. That could be dangerous, I think, for the Republicans.
Susan, dangerous for Republicans to be able to basically fight against your own party with 2.5 weeks to go before election day?
Well, this is not a normal election, and I don't need to tell you that. There are a number of Republicans from across the spectrum, liberal, moderate, conservative Republicans, who have grave concerns with Donald Trump for his statements on women, on immigrants, on Muslims, so on and so forth. And, you know, they have felt that they are exercising their conscience to do so. Where that leaves the Republican Party in Michigan and nationally after the election, especially as it looks like Trump is going to lose, that's anyone's guess. But there are real fissures, and that has a real impact on down ballot elections as well.
Right. Of course, in Michigan, we've got the state house up for grabs. Democrats looking to pick up 9 seats in order to take the house over the summer this year. If you had asked folks, probably most people would have said no. That is an incredibly heavy lift. Ken, is that a possibility now that Donald Trump could do such to down ballot races that the Michigan state house could go to the D's?
It's a possibility. Democrats have to win 9 seats to get control, 8 seats to get in a tie situation. They did win 9 seats back, I think, in 2008. Obama was beating McCain by about 17 points. But that shows you the kind of landslide that has to occur for that kind of wave election. I think the more ominous thing for Republicans is really not 2016, it's 2018, because the state Senate is up. There'll be a lot of Senate primaries in addition to House primaries, primary for governor, Secretary of State, Attorney General. Those are conventions. But you'll have a lot of primaries. And one of the questions, one of the issues is going to be, did you support Donald Trump 2 years ago?
And that's what I want to get into, exactly that question, that this suddenly becomes, you know, what did or did you not do in 2016? And you can be darn sure that Democrats are going to hold Republicans and a Bill Schuette, let's say, and other folks like that to what they did in 2016.
Well, I think it's more serious for Republicans in the primary, not the general, in 2018, because that's the fracture and that's the problem Republicans are going to have, that the ardent Trump supporters are going to be using whether or not you supported Trump 2 years earlier as a litmus test in these primaries.
Susan?
The wild card is that if Trump loses, and if he loses big, how much currency Trump supporters are going to have within the party. You know, certainly you've had strong support from the Republican Party chair here in Michigan, Ron Romney McDaniel, a lot of people believe that there's some political expediency involved in that. But there's nothing like taking a huge loss on the chin to have a political party start to reevaluate. That's not to say that parties start going through wholesale changes and, suddenly you'll see Republicans are not going to be the party of small government and tax cuts. But, backing an unsuccessful candidate like Donald Trump may not seem to be as wise in 2018 as it might seem today.
You know, I hope, as a Republican, I hope Susan is right that let's just assume for the sake of argument that there's a big loss here in terms of Trump here in Michigan. Mm-hmm. Susan said, well, Republicans can go through this reevaluation process. I hope she's right. My fear is that rather than reevaluating what happened, it'll just be a month after month of serious finger pointing. And even if there's a big Trump loss, I still believe that Trump supporters are going to say he lost because a lot of you Republicans didn't support him.
Susan, last word?
I think that Republicans are going to have to reckon with the fact that in their current configuration, it is very hard for them to win national elections. They just don't have the support of critical groups, African-Americans, Latinos, increasingly college-educated voters, and white women. And that means that they can be very successful in statehouse races in Michigan. But if you're trying to build a national party, there are a lot of things that they need to consider and reevaluate. I'm not confident they'll do so, but it may not be smooth sledding in the future in 2020 or 2024 if they don't.
Susan Demas, editor of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former state Senate Republican leader, now with Public Sector Consultants. As always, thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.